purpose for this conference is to nominate somebody to take a position on the committee that will be investigating and determining some of the future laws and policies on the bail bond and pretrial justice committee. So in doing so, we've talked about Jeff Clayton, and I believe everybody feels comfortable with Jeff, and so we just need somebody to make a nomination for that.
Brad,
Gordon, I'll nominate him.
Jeff is nominated by Gordon. Do we have a second?
I'll second him. This is Clay. This is Pete. I blacked out there for a minute. I'll make the second.
Brad, before you vote, can you call for discussion?
Please, discussion.
So, I just want to. I've never met Mr. Clayton, but Kathy forwarded to me and shared with me the email that you got from the court, and I'm just going to read it and make certain, because I just want to make sure that we as a board are kind of complying with what we've been asked to do from the courts. The email says, this is from Allison, who is no longer with the courts, but she says, "Hi Brad, I'm contacting you as the chair of the Bail Bond Oversight Board to seek your board's recommendation on a commercial surety agent to serve on the Judicial Council's Standing Committee on Pretrial Release and Supervision. The council is hoping to appoint a surety agent at its meeting in April and would appreciate a recommendation from your board within the next few weeks." And then she goes on to say, "I'm leaving, but you know, there's some other people that you can contact." So my only question or concern is, do we know, is the court specifically wanting a licensed commercial surety agent? And if so, is Jeffrey Clayton Kathy tells me he's not a licensed agent in the state of Utah. So
not.
So I don't know. I have two ideas, if you'll indulge me further, Mr. Chair.
Please.
You could take a vote on Mr. Clayton and then maybe have an alternate vote today on somebody that is a licensed surety agent, and then you can contact the court and ask them if what exactly is it that they want. Is it do they want somebody that is licensed as a commercial surety agent?
Okay, who is making that requirement, and what code are they authorized to make that requirement from? Because if they're wanting somebody to represent the bail bond industry, this is who the bail bond industry is picking to represent. And I would like to know where the code or the authority for the court to decide that it has to be a surety agent. I want to know where that's coming from.
Well, they didn't cite any code, but reading it very literally, it says they want a recommendation on a commercial surety agent to serve on the council.
Well, I object to that, because I think we, as a surety, we can pick who we want to represent us to be on that council, and Jeff is by far the best pick that we could have to represent, and I don't think the court can tell us who we want to have. I mean, who we have to put on there. It has to be a licensed surety agent. That may be a suggestion that they have, and we have ignored that suggestion and gone with who we believe, but I don't think that they can deny our
is more of a lobbyist
as sureties who we want on there.
In fact, Brett, I've got a question for you, and this kind of leads into the answer for Gordon. When they get a recommendation or authority to form this committee, usually when you form a committee, they say this is going to be the makeup of the committee. And if it was designed and delegated to have a bail bond surety agent on there, then I'm sure we would have to. If they just said get a representative, then I think we could put on whoever we want. But I think that they're going to have to probably authorize that, aren't they, Brett?
Yeah, I don't know this is a new position, I'm guessing.
Yes, and I don't know if it's a formal position or if it's just something they said, go get somebody from the insurance agency because we did want representation.
Yeah, I don't have an answer to that. I was just pointing out that the specific request is for a commercial surety agent.
But, yeah, I agree.
I hate to interrupt here, but I happen to agree with all of you. I think, thank you, Brett, for bringing that up. But I think I agree with Gordon. There has to be some citation as to why it has to be limited to a surety agent. So I think we should just vote and clarify with them. And if this is inadequate, then and there is a citation that we have to have a surety agent, we can reconvene. But I don't believe that anybody on this call can answer that question. The person who authored that email is the only person that can answer that question. And if there is no requirement that it be a surety agent, then our nomination stands.
I think that's a good idea. And then even, I'm wondering if we could, if there was a requirement, if that requirement could be changed.
Yeah, all good questions. And I don't have any issue with that. I just wanted to bring to the board's attention the very literal request. And
I appreciate you picking that up, and that's my fault. I shouldn't have missed that.
I have a question, please, if I may ask, if anybody knows. I'm curious to know if anybody knows what the makeup of this committee is going to be. Is it going to be the same committee that was formed last year, and we're just only one more vote involved in this next committee, or do we have an opportunity to get more representation? Is it a closed committee? Is there any transparency? I mean, I've got a lot of questions about all that sort of thing. I don't know if this is the right place to give the answers for it, but...
It isn't. We've requested and we haven't got anything back. So I believe that it's going to be similar to the last committee. I will say that in our dealings and working on the Hill this year with some of the legislation and some of the people on that committee, Judge Shaughnessy, Rick Schwimmer, and some of the others mentioned that it was not a closed committee, even though our people were told they could not attend. They told us numerous times that it was not a closed committee, and that was not the case. So there is some definite contradiction there, and I think Steve is right. I think we ought to just vote on Jeff. And then, do you have a good relationship, Brett, with this department to see what the answer would be as far as Jeff Clayton?
I'd be happy to reach out to them.
If you could reach out to them, and then we are also trying to confirm that it is going to be an open meeting, and that would allow any other members to be there. We wouldn't be voting, or not other members, but other people in the industry. We wouldn't have a vote, but we would be able to sit in on the meeting.
You know, when I was a member of that committee, and the only time that there were guests there, and I'm not saying this is how it will be in the future, but how it was last time, the only time that there were guests there is if a judge brought a clerk, or I invited Kathy to two of the meetings. And when I invited Kathy, they said, that's great, she can have lunch, but she cannot sit at the table.
So she could be in the room and listen, but not sit at the table?
That's what I was told. But they did invite her to speak because Wayne was there. And between Kathy and Wayne, they were able to answer a lot of questions that I was not able to answer.
Was it Wayne or was it Gary?
I'm sorry, Gary. Gary.
Yes, Gary. Okay. And see, that contradicts what we'd been told. Gordon had made a formal request. And
are these meetings held at the Capitol Complex?
They're held at the courthouse.
Okay, so that's not part of the Capitol Complex. But all of the meetings at the Capitol Complex are to be considered open meetings. Am I not right?
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a judicial branch committee.
Well, Senate closes their caucuses, so.
You know, the commissioner and I attended one other judicial meeting last year. It was the Supreme Court Subcommittee on Evidence, and our impression was they definitely were not used to having anyone but themselves in that room. They didn't have any sort of public comment, or they didn't even have a place for us at the table. So I don't know how they do it.
If I may say, pertaining to this particular matter, transparency is of the utmost importance because basically, in my own speaking to many legislators, during this last session while this was going down. The fact that they had no idea about it, the fact that there was no public hearings, the fact that law enforcement knew nothing about it, the fact that many jails did not know anything about it, the fact that many justice courts knew nothing about it, was really one of the biggest catalysts that allowed lots of legislators to not want to support this. So for whatever it's worth, if they want to get any of this wide sweeping reform and justice that's going to go down, that's going to affect every citizen in Utah, then they better do it right and make sure that everybody's at the table and everybody has a say. Otherwise, the next time it goes around, if it's not done right, there's going to be 5 times more opposition to any of this than there was this year.
And that is right. When we brought that up, everybody was upset that we weren't allowed in, that it was an open meeting. And we were told by Judge Shaughnessy and Rick Schwimmer and Brent Johnson, correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon, but they had all told us at different times that it was an open meeting and we could have been there.
Yeah, they absolutely said that. I said that it was open to the public. It was never our intention to keep it closed from the public, and we were always invited, which is not what we were told.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was not my understanding in the course of the committee meetings either, so that's good to know. Maybe it's a change of policy.
And also, I don't think, and I agree with everybody, and Gordon and Wayne and I have talked about this, about making sure that we are going to be at these meetings. I don't think we are in a position to set the rules. I think whoever is in charge of these meetings is going to be, or this committee, is going to be setting the standard, whether it's open or closed and all those things. At this point, we're going to do everything we can to try to be a part, whether we're a voting member or whether we're just in the room to give feedback and take the information that's brought out in these committee meetings back to the industry. Whatever that role is, we are going to do whatever we can, but I think the issue at hand right now is just voting on the person that is going to represent us on that committee.
Well, thank you for letting me have that discussion.
And does anybody feel any different? I don't think at this time we have any power to decide open, closed, or anything else. I think right now our position is just to try to get somebody to represent us on that committee.
Brad, this is Katie. You feel that Mr. Clayton is the right person for that, regardless of him not being a surety licensed person?
I believe he is the right person for sure if we can get him on that committee, yes.
Okay, so he's going to look out for you guys' best interests, and
absolutely,
yeah, he is going to look out for our best interests, and that's why I think that the committee that's forming this, and I'm sorry if this runs into a conspiracy theory or whatever, but I strongly feel they don't want him on that committee because he knows what he's doing,
yeah.
And so they'll do everything they can to keep him off of that committee, and that's not right because he's very good at what he does.
He puts the kibosh on it all through the process up on the Hill this last
couple
months.
The kibosh on 202 in 10 minutes as soon as he started talking to the people that needs to be talked to.
Yes.
And he could talk circles around any of us here in Utah because he's fought this fight 35 times over in every other state that's tried to do this silly stuff. So.
Yeah, this is a national movement. This isn't something that is unique to Utah. This is something that is being pushed throughout the nation, and he's familiar with the fight, the language, the game plan, he's got it down.
Okay. Let's vote.
Okay, and before we vote, I'm going to ask Brett if you would reach out, and whoever came up with that requirement that they be a security agent, if that could be changed, and they would accept Jeff Clayton.
I think you need to ask for them to make a citation on basing that, not ask if it could be changed. You first need to know if there was authority under which that person acted to make that requirement. And then if there's not, there's no need for change.
Perfect.
Okay. I'll do that today.
So let's vote on Jeff, and then if we need to come back, then I would say we come back and deal with it at that time. That's open to discussion. Does anybody have any thoughts there?
I might even suggest just giving them Jeff Clayton and not even asking any questions.
Well, my fear there would be, I think they know he's not an agent. I think, yeah, they'll reject him, and then I'm afraid they're going to say, oh, it's too late.
Then if we ask him, they may give us some excuse or some reason. I guess I agree with Peter, though. If there's some official capacity or some citation that is allowing them to require a bail bond agent, then we certainly can come up with an alternative. So I think we should give them Clayton and see what they have to do with it.
Well, I think we vote on Jeff and then have Brett reach out to him and see what they're going to accept. I just don't want to leave a seat unattended at the table for failing to act in a timely manner or anything else. I think we need to, let's vote on Jeff, let's have Brett reach out to him, and then he can get back to us and give them their answer. I'm sure they know that he's not an agent, and I think that's probably why they put it in. But like Peter said, and I appreciate his comment, that if there's not a citation that requires that, then they're not going to be able to stand on that.
Will there be a representative from the insurance department on this committee again this year?
Have they reached out to you, Commissioner, for a...
They have not. Rick has not.
So, no, I don't know if that means that they just assume that I'll continue on that committee or that we're off.
Why don't you just inquire?
Well, I could do that at the same time, yeah, I guess, as I inquire as to the acceptability of Jeff.
And Brett, Clayton, if you would also ask for the makeup of the committee, the name.
Yeah, I'd be very interested to know what that is.
Okay.
I've reached out and haven't got a response, so let's take a vote. I believe we had Gordon make a motion, and we had Pete second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Jeff is our nomination. And then Brett, would you reach out and get back to us as soon as you get any information?
I will indeed.
And is there a possibility when you reach out to Brad that you could just send us all the email so that we have all of the information in case there's a buildup with this? Then we're not, being fed the information at the last minute?
Yes, in fact, I would expect that we would all get it, everybody here on the board, everybody on the
committee.
Yeah, I'll respond to everyone on the board.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.